Title: Break Looping Tricks for Fake Build-Ups Beginner. Alright, let's build some tension the drum and bass way without relying on giant risers, chi-chi sweeps, or changing the tempo. This is all about fake build-ups, break looping, quick edits, and a couple of simple effects moves that make it feel like the track is accelerating right into the drop. By the end, you'll have a reusable 2-bar build fill clip you can drop in before any drop. Super DJ friendly, super effective, and it keeps the groove feeling like drum and bass. First, set up the session. Put your tempo somewhere in that classic DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create an auto track and name it Break. Then drag in a break loop. 2 bars or 4 bars is perfect. Amen. Think Hot Pants or honestly any crunchy break will work. Turn warp on. Quick warp tip. Start with beats mode for tight drums. Set preserve to transients and transient loop mode to forward. If it starts sounding weird or grainy, try complex, but just know it can soften the punch a little. For this lesson, we want punch, because our edits are going to be obvious and rhythmic. Now let's do a fast cleanup chain so the build doesn't sound thin or messy. Add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear rumble. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it needs some snap, a tiny lift somewhere around 4 to 8K can help. Tiny is the keyword. Then add drum bus. Give it a little drive, like 5 to 15%, and a touch of crunch, maybe 5 to 20%. Boom is optional, and in DNB it can get muddy fast, so keep it low or off until you're confident. Finally, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're just trying to get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is basically to make the break feel like one unit, especially when we start looping micro sections. Cool. Now we'll create our build area. Go to Arrangement View. Find a spot right before your drop, let's say bar 33 for example. Make a 2-bar space for the build, like bars 33 to 35. Duplicate your break clip into that 2-bar space. This duplicate is where we'll get destructive with edits while keeping your main groove untouched. Now trick number 1. The classic shortening loop. This is the money move. It screams build up while still sounding like the same break. Click your break clip in that build section and turn loop on in clip view. Here's the big teacher note, your fake build only feels tight if the loop starts on something readable. Usually that's a snare or a crisp hat transient. If your loop starts on a messy kick and ghost note pileup, repeating it will just sound like glitchy chaos instead of controlled tension. So before you commit, audition a few possible anchor points. Listen for a clean leading transient with minimal low-end overlap. Once you've found that, we'll do the tightening. Easiest workflow, split the clip into chunks for the first bar of the build. Keep it a 1-bar loop. That's your tease stage. It hints that something is changing, but it doesn't go full frantic yet. Then for bar 2, we tighten in stages. Split bar 2 into sections. First half of bar 2 becomes a half-bar loop. Then the next quarter becomes a quarter-bar loop. And the last quarter becomes an 1/8-bar loop. So you're going from 1 bar, to half a bar, to a quarter, to an 1/8. All within 2 bars total. When you play that back, it feels like the drummer is locking in and accelerating, even though the tempo never changes. That's why it works so well in DNB. It's tension without breaking the mix. Now trick number 2. The panic stutter right before the drop. Zoom into the very end of the build. I'm talking the last 1/8th note before the drop, or even the last beat if you want it a little longer. Set your grid to 1/16. Pick a slice to stutter. Pro move, use a snare transient, because it reads clearly on big systems and it cuts through. Highlight a tiny 1/16 slice and duplicate it a few times to get that machine gun effect. If you want more intensity, you can go to 1/32, but be careful. Too much can stop feeling like DNB and start feeling like a broken file. Keep it musical. Think urgency, not accident. Extra coach tip here. Micro edits can click. If you hear clicks, enable fades in arrangement and put tiny fades on the edits like 1 to 5 milliseconds. You'll be shocked how much more professional it sounds instantly. Now trick number 3, height and space, but controlled. We'll do a filter lift and a reverb throw. Add auto filter on the break track. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere like 6 to 10K at the beginning of the build, and automate it upward so it opens toward 18 to 20K right before the drop. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, but don't let it whistle. If it squeaks, it kills the tough vibe and turns into sci-fi, which is not always what you want. Automation tip. Don't do a perfectly linear ramp. Try a slow rise for about a bar and a half, then a steeper push in the last half bar. That late acceleration is what makes people lean forward. Now for the reverb throw. Instead of putting reverb directly on the brake and washing it out, we use a return track, so we can control it like a DJ effect. Create return track and name it verb throw. Put reverb on it. Set decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10k, low cut around 200 to 400, and set wet to 100%, because it's a send. Then automate the send amount from the brake track to that return. Keep it low at the start, maybe basically nothing, then bring it up toward the end of the build. But here's the rule. Cut it back to zero exactly on the drop. If your reverb tail spills into the drop, your drop will feel smaller and less punchy. If you want an extra clean trick without getting complicated, on the reverb return, put a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it from the brake track. That way the reverb ducks when the brake hits and blooms in the gaps. It sounds big, but it stays out of the way. Now trick number 4. Pitch tension, like tape slowing down, but without changing tempo. The simple way is clip transpose. Automate the transpose from 0 semitones at the start of the build down to maybe minus 2 to minus 5 semitones by the end. Subtle is better. You're not trying to make a melody. You're just making it feel heavier and slightly raw in a good way. If you want a more device vibe, use Ableton's shifter and pitch mode and automate it down a couple semitones. Either way, keep it tasteful, especially if you want your track to be mixable with other tracks. Too much pitch shift becomes a tonal statement that might clash with whatever comes next. Extra low-end coaching note, repeated micro loops can machine gun the sub area if your break has low thump. That can actually make the drop feel less impressive. An easy fix is to automate a gentle low cut during the build. Put an EQ8 after your drum processing and slowly raise the low cut from, say, 30 Hz up to 80 or even 120 by the end of the build. Then snap it back to normal on the drop. Your drop will suddenly feel like it has more weight, even if the meter doesn't change much. Now trick number 5. The impact into the drop. This is the micro vacuum move. Right before the drop, somewhere between the last 1/16 and the last 1/8, mute the break or cut the auto though. Keep it short. Drum and bass hates long pauses. You want it to feel like a blink, not a stop. Optionally, you can add a tiny reverse cymbal or a small noise hit leading into the drop. Then put a crash or impact exactly on the drop. Teacher note, don't let your crash steal the first beat. If your impact is huge and long, it can make your drums and bass feel smaller. Shorten the tail, fade it out quickly, gate it, or choose a shorter crash. Also, do an automation snapshot at the drop. Make sure everything resets exactly on that downbeat. Filter cutoff, resonance, reverb send, pitch, low cuts. In Ableton, just draw a hard reset point right on the drop line so nothing drifts. At this point, you should have a two-bar build that feels like it tightens, lifts, gets urgent, then snaps cleanly into the drop. Now let's make it reusable. Select the whole two-bar build section and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J. Rename it something obvious like break fake build two bars, rolling. Now you can drag copy it before any drop and just tweak the filter and reverb send for the vibe of the track. Quick checklist of common mistakes before you move on. If it sounds messy, you probably looped a bad anchor slice. Choose a cleaner snare or hat moment. If the drop sounds weak, your reverb is probably spilling over. Cut the send to zero on the drop. If it's squealing, lower the filter resonance. If it lost punch, check warp mode and warp markers. Beats mode usually keeps drums tighter. And if it lost swing, don't over-quantize. Let the break breathe a little. Now, a quick mini exercise you can do in 10 minutes. Take any 2-bar break. Put a 2-bar build before a drop. Do the loop tightening. 1 bar, then half, then quarter, then eighth. Add a last beat, 1/16 snare stutter. Automate a filter opening. Automate a reverb throw send up. Then hard cut to zero on the drop. Export 8 bars total. 4 bars groove, 2 bars build, 2 bars drop. Then ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger, and is the snare still clear through the stutter? Fix clicks with tiny fades. If you want a little homework challenge, make 3 versions from the same break. One with tightening loops only, no FX, one with the reverb throw only in the last half bar, and one with a call and response between 2 different loop slices, plus a 1-beat triplet panic right before the drop, only 1 beat, so it feels like a drummer losing control for a second. Save them in a build tool folder as consolidated clips with names that explain what they do. That's how you build Readle workflow speed. Recap. You just learned how to make fake build-ups in Ableton using break looping tricks that fit rolling DNB. You shorten loops for perceived acceleration, stutter micro slices for urgency, use filter lift and reverb throws for height and space without cheesy risers, add subtle pitch tension for weight, and create a micro gap plus a clean impact so the drop slams. When you're ready, tell me what subgenre you're aiming for: liquid, deep, neuro, jungle, and what break you're using, and I'll suggest a build pattern that matches that exact vibe.